today at 5 o'clock.
Oh, no point.
After that, that was a joke. That was a joke on us. That newscast. 50 seconds of Adam Schiff.
It's still their time. We're going to get our time.
I don't want to hear that. I want to hear this guy is a liar. He's been caught 17 ways from Sunday. He does not belong in front of the American people making stuff up on live television. Enough already. And stop making it sound like the guy has so much as an ounce of credibility. He does not. We expect better from you, Fox. We're the idiots that supported you, that made you number one on TV, and you serve up that? That was radio SOS, and anybody that knows what SOS is knows exactly what I mean. Yeah! Ugh. It's beyond infuriating. I'm going to have to turn them down. At the top of the hour. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to. That turd standing there with his eyes out to here and his nose growing with every word. He is America's Pinocchio, and you put him on the news. Damn it. What did you shut us off?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You put him on the news like he's St. Adam the Schiff. Like we should. Phone's ringing. Like we're supposed to. Oh, my God. It's disgusting. I am disgusted. I'm sorry that you had to listen to that. Not me, Fox. I apologize not.
Good. Never apologize.
Had it up to here. Had it absolutely up to freaking... here.
We all have. It's just
add it again.
Way past.
Should
time.
I play that again? Maybe I can go ahead and just have the stroke.
No, thank you.
No. We're going strokeless today, please.
Really?
The only reason I stay up here at the top of the hour is to tell you what time it is. It's a radio courtesy.
True.
But I may have to stop doing that.
Well, let me do it, and you go check traffic. I will be glad
to. Lady has a plan.
It's just sickening. Just sickening. Let me refresh the living period.
Part of the plan.
Yeah. Yeah. Those thunderstorms are now entering the west side of the city.
Wow.
It's not real intense, but you... It's
yellow.
Could, yeah, and you could, and gold. You could see a little lightning or thunder here and there, and there's more behind it.
Hey, hello
Chris.
Hello. I'm here to help your psychiatric help.
Where you been, buddy?
Where have I been for eons?
Yeah.
Hey, first of all, Fox News and Drudge Report are not your friend.
No, they're not.
Well, Drudge sold to the deep state.
Oh, it sold. All right.
Drudge is compromised. I'm telling you right now.
Big time.
The only probably decent person on Fox might have Laura Ingraham. She gets annoying, but probably Tucker Carlson's about it. If you just want to watch anything, watch him and then turn it off.
Yep.
And Hannity has the same show on the radio and TV every day.
Same thing. I mean, I'm tired of his shtick. It's cute and all, but it's just the same. Like I said, it's the same thing over and over again. At least, you know, Tucker gets deep into some stuff. I mean, if you got watched the series on California and the destruction of that state, what liberals have done to it. That should make...
Who's running this Who's running this impeachment? It's all these California a-holes.
Yep. It's all the coastal people.
Schiff, Nadler, Pelosi, Swallowell, all the usual suspects.
Oh, that guy, you talk about a nutcase. That dude is awful.
Man.
Swallowell.
Yeah, we got the nukes. We'll take your guns because we got the nukes. Really?
Yeah. I'm telling you, man. Mental illness is alive and well in D.C., and they need as many shrinks up there as they possibly can get.
Here's the cure.
In a different world.
Here's what I need to do, Chris. At the end of every Fox Newscast, I'll just play this.
Everything that guy just says, bull. Thank you, Lord.
You got that right. I mean, they're really, they're just not your friends. They're just not. Nope. I mean, this is just, it's the bottom line. It's just they're corporate media, just they are. It's just as bad as they are.
Well, they're owned by Disney now, so they've got, you know, every left wing nut.
Pedophiles.
They want your money. They're happy to be capitalists and take your money, but they want you to submit to their the rules of their thinking, and it's not happening. Yeah. So we got to stop buying their crap. That's all.
Well, that would mean My Pillow. You got to stop buying My Pillow, which seems like pretty straight up. and their Giza sheets are on sale, Greg.
He's a conservative.
Yeah, he is.
This story's pretty interesting.
Yeah,
it's great.
I have a good parody of that coming up here. I just found it. You reminded me of it. Thanks for the call.
Good. Y'all take care.
Thanks.
You too.
Bye.
Hello, Jarhead.
What's up, my brother?
My blood pressure?
I was about to say, except for your blood pressure. My bad. I lost all respect for Fox when they dropped the tagline, "We report, you decide,"
That's
and
then
right. started saying, "America listens to Fox News."
No, they don't.
In other words, you're doing that instead of, you decide what you want to hear from what we say, you know, whatever. And then they started referring to President Trump as Mr. Trump.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't know if you've noticed that or not. It's Mr. Trump, not President.
I'm going to listen to that. And if I hear that, I'm going to dump the news and I'll take the consequences.
Dude, it makes my blood boil. It's Mr. Trump. No, his name is President Trump. Thank you. But, you know.
I'm with you.
Anyway.
You can write him.
Hey, for 8 long years.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
It was President Obama.
And it's still President Obama to them.
Yes.
I mean, seriously. They still call him president. They still call. And I'll have all the love in the world for Jimmy Carter, for, you know, his humanitarian efforts.
Oh, yeah.
I will refer to him as president till the day he dies. For God's sakes, Mr. Trump holds the office. He holds the title of president. Give him his due props.
Yep.
And he's going to hold it for 4 more years. And wait till you see what they've got in store for that.
It's going to be awesome, dude.
Yeah. Jarhead, thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Man.
Appreciate it. Simple. Randall.
Hey, since you done lowered it down, and there ain't no sense, ain't nothing we can change about Fox News and all right now. Can we step back before the hour where you brought up MK Ultra? Are you rather keep?
No, we're going. We're going there. We're definitely going to MK Ultra.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna can I call back then? All right. Well, if you're going there, I just want to say, even if I don't get to all the points, over Christmas, all that, I burned all my notes, the ones I couldn't give away. So that stuff's in there, and that's why I want to relearn. But that's one of the reasons they took JFK out. There was 3 great major reasons, but he found out about MK Ultra. And they stopped it, but it's MK, they went to MK Search is what was next. And there was 2 stages before MK Ultra. It goes all the way back to way before the 50s.
All right, we're going to get to that later, Randall.
Yeah.
If we start now, we're going to have a big gap between
call back.
I got to die. I see. My bad. I didn't hear you.
No. I'm just saying, let's get into it
I'm ready to learn this stuff so everybody can see it and see how we've been tricked and people have been played and why they acting like they're acting on the news right now. It makes so much sense. And you'll understand too. I mean, you would, if we could see it from the back, like I'm picturing all these, how Terry got me, you know, searching so deep. I mean, it started with the moon. I mean, it did, Greg. And I went, so, but I'm going to get out. I want to throw your video show. I love y'all.
Okay.
I can't wait y'all get this part. Man, we'll see.
Thanks.
It is 4:10.
4:10.
On News Talk 93.1 FM. I want to thank Randall and everybody else who, you got to come to the pizza place one of these Tuesday nights.
He came once.
Yeah,
oh, that's right. My error.
I had fun talking football with the guy that owns it.
Yeah, Mike is cool.
Yeah, he
Mike
is. He knows his
really
college
cool
football,
guy.
Too. He really does.
I want to get Dalkin Tomlinson out there one of these nights, too.
They haven't been there?
Not yet.
Oh, they
no, I think they know they have, but not with us, not with the group.
And that's good pizza.
The best thing about these Tuesday night deals, we walked in and Mike had 8 big pizzas out there to choose from. And that's part of the fun.
They have biscuit and gravy.
Yeah, that's
oh my
the sausage.
Gosh, that's the new flavor.
Well, that's the thing, they experiment. I love that.
It was phenomenal.
Wow.
Yeah, it is. Again, they are reinventing the pizza, but they do the basics. My stepson is a committed pepperoni kid.
Yeah, me too. I love it.
But on the Tuesdays, I come home from the pizza place with a pepperoni calzone. He's a very happy camper.
I'll bet.
at 4:11. I mentioned Dana Delka, Jacqueline Tomlinson. At the Pete's Place the other night, one of their clients came up to me and said, I wanted to thank you for letting me know about them because I hired them and they kicked butt on my behalf. And what that means is you want strong, solid representation. And sadly, I learned the hard way. The attorney that was supposed to be looking out for me, all what they did, he and the other guy attached themselves to a settlement that I was owed, and they ran up hours and really did nothing to advocate for me.
That's a common story.
And I was stuck, you know, and because I was too busy trying to manage it. With Dana Delka and Jacqueline Tomlinson, they got your back. Because in a situation, whether it's amicable, it's still a major life change, and you need to focus on those changes and how they're going to affect you while they take care of the legal end. That's what being a good advocate is. And knowing, if you've heard them on the show on Wednesdays, they can talk on any topic, but when they talk about the law as it applies to divorce, child custody, they have ready answers. I've never seen them once look up something on a phone or anything else. They have answers. So they specialize in representing men, but it was a woman that made that comment to me the other night. You want good representation no matter what the case. 819-4810 is the number for a consultation. 819-4810. Their web address is divorceformenalabama.com. For Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Chris?
Hey, how are y'all doing today?
Hey, Chris, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
Very good. I've called in on Terry's show
a while back
about predictive programming
mm-hmm.
a little bit, and I saw something recently that I'd like to share with both of y'all to think about. On the final season of Game of Thrones.
Never watched.
And
I don't know anything about Game of Thrones.
I don't either.
I will not pay for HBO.
Yeah.
Tell me about it, Chris. I mean, I have HBO, but I've never watched it.
Yeah. Long story short, it's a long 8-year fight over who gets the Iron Throne, become king of the whole thing.
The whole world?
Yeah.
The whole universe?
Westeros, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, at the very end, it ends up that the capital city and the Iron Throne get destroyed. So nobody actually gets Iron Throne. And what I kind of take from that, and this is, you know, what Hollywood's putting out, I think the far left, that they...
Are you saying they're building a prophecy into this? We're kind of short on time. Are you saying that
they're destroying the world so nobody can get it?
We have to realize that they want either total control or they're going to tear it all down.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Well, guess what? We got the guns. Good luck.
Yeah.
Thanks for
Chris.
The call. Another theme song. Those are the Goats of Thrones.
Is that what that was?
The Goats of Thrones.
I love it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, let me take a quick. We're watching some pretty heavy rain come into right into the heart of the city. Interestingly enough, as it reaches Montgomery, it's kind of raining itself out a little bit. You know what we need to do? Let's go downstairs and look.
It's got to be done, Greg.
There is nothing like a close-up look to make sure that what we're reporting to the public is accurate.
It's got to be accurate. I refuse to put my stamp of approval on it unless I know it's accurate.
You got a lighter with you?
Yes.
All right, see you.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving away not one, but two Infiniti QX50s in our Infiniti and Beyond giveaway. You can earn chances to win now. And be sure to come in for the grand prize drawings on February 1st and February 15th. The QX50 may be the nicest SUV on the road today, and you have two chances to win. So come play at Wind Creek Wetumpka and go to infinity and beyond.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Attorney General Steve Marshall announced the conviction of Tiffany Franklin of Montgomery, a former bookkeeper at Goodwin Middle School. She's convicted of first-degree theft of property, and Franklin's sentencing is set for March 26th of this year. First-degree theft of property is a Class B felony. She faces a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison and a $30,000 fine. Plus, Montgomery City Council approved a plan that would start the process of taking over Garrett Coliseum from the state. If the mayor approves, the city will take ownership. And Johnston Taylor, the 16-year-old driver charged in the fatal wreck that killed the voice of the Auburn Tigers, Rod Bramlett, and his wife Paula in 2019, has been indicted on two counts of manslaughter. Court records show Taylor was speeding on the night of May 25th when he slammed into the back of the Bramlett's SUV. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a fairly fast-moving storm system moving through the area, particularly tonight and first thing tomorrow morning. So showers are likely from time to time. I can't rule out a thunderstorm. The front moves through tomorrow morning, and that'll end the rain threat. The high temperature on Friday in the upper 50s to around 60. Then we're dry over the weekend. I think there's a good bit of sunshine on Saturday. Temperatures in the 50s on Saturday and Sunday. Small chance of rain by Sunday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on I-85 at the merge to 65 southbound. It is on the bridge, one lane traffic on the bridge to 65 southbound. It is backing up traffic on I-85 southbound almost all the way to Union Street, and it's slowly backing up. Please use caution. Take an alternate route if you can from downtown just to avoid that congestion. Around the boulevard, we have very heavy traffic this afternoon. Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road, same thing. It is raining. Buckle up, lights on, and please drive safely out there. We'll keep you updated. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, this is Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, here to announce my newest product, My Underwear. I spent 2 years developing my underwear's patented material that adjusts to your size and shape like hundreds of little fingers, giving you the best feel of your life.
I've got a lot of junk in the trunk, if you know what I mean. And I really appreciate what my underwear is doing back there.
I purchased my first pair of my underwear 9 months ago, and I still haven't taken them off.
My underwear is manufactured in my home state of Minnesota. I guarantee every pair of my underwear has been purchased personally worn by me, Mike Lindell. And I'm proud to announce my underwear has been named the official underwear of the National Creep Foundation.
For the best darn feel in the whole wide world, it's myunderwear.com.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen to the Health and Wealth Show. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery Radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV. When the moon hits you, I like a big pizza pie. That's some more.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Jay Scott's in the studio. Jay?
Clear!
I feel better already. It's the roll call.
Nothing from nothing.
It's Enrico Palazzo!
You gotta have some.
Oh my god.
If you wanna be with me.
Do it again, I like it.
Nothing from nothing leaves.
Hey, where are the white women at?
You gotta have something.
That's hot.
If you wanna be with me.
Boy, does he have a lot of chutzpah.
Anybody care what this guy thinks?
No!
Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
What is wrong with you?
Cause that's zero.
He's a tool.
It's too cold.
Calling.
I'm not trying to be your high.
Let's get nuts!
Cause that mile is too low to see.
And now, here to tell you everything about anything is Mr. Know-It-All.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Are you sure you want to do that?
Nothing from nothing, leave nothing.
Capulia!
And I'm not...
What a bunch of crap!
Believe you me.
Jane, you ignorant slut.
No.
I'm a soldier in the war on poverty.
You dumbbells.
Yes,
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
We are now entering hell. Please keep your hands and elbows inside the car.
Could it be saying?
I dropped my hot pot. Did you get a little tappity tap?
Nobody wants to hear the nonsensical ravings of a loudmouth malcontent.
Say God, give him a thing again.
Would you give your hand with the bags?
Say, you take the blonde, and I'll take the blonde
of
the
tape. Cutty say, can't hang.
Nothing from nothing, leave nothing.
Adios, muchacho.
You gotta have
to. You're so naughty.
If you wanna be with me,
snap out of it.
Nothing from nothing, leave nothing.
Hot diggity.
You gotta have
this thing is nuts, man.
If you wanna be with me.
What are you people? On dope?
I know you're probably half gooned on Percocet.
Gotta have something. Wanna be with me.
I'll await the scores. But it's roll calls like that that have returned this show to
number one.
In case you missed it earlier, it was our most electrifying moment of the afternoon. It was ratings day, and thank you, thank you, thank you. It was an amazing day for the Creedence Blue Water Revival Broadcasting Company and this radio station from morning, Joey and Jack. I am so proud of both of you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just wow. And Dan Morris, I feel lucky in that Dan and I tied for the highest hour. Dan's got it, man. He is so consistent. And Rosie steps into a situation here in the afternoon. It happened rather abruptly, and We came, I don't think it's an exaggeration to say roaring back.
Yay.
So it's a good day. We're very happy about this. And Terry Adams, of course, has been part of our Thursdays for a long, long time now. And who was it that said to ask you about MK? Oh, Jay Scott.
Yeah.
I think it was this morning.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Why is that?
Because Jay is worth your hail.
True.
And he said, ask Terry about MK Ultra sometime, because it came up in Random Facts.
Oh, okay.
So, unbelievably, I remembered.
Yeah, good job.
And so, okay, MK Ultra.
I have to make myself notes, and then I lose the notes.
And this wow, look at these roll call scores. Papa John, 9.973.
Yeah, it was good. It was very good, Greg.
It was.
9.93 from Clay. Chuck, 99.8. This is, what a day, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now watch, I'll do something stupid like die.
Come on.
You'll somebody. Live and not Same. Die.
Thank you, Jane Bond. all right, so MK Ultra. The backstory, what?
The backstory is, after World War II, it was a race between us and the Russians to see who could snatch up the most Nazi scientists. What they had been doing in the concentration camps was torturing prisoners, homosexuals, Jews, what they called undesirables.
Right.
They discovered that when you put these people through the most horrible torture you can imagine, the mind splits into different, it compartmentalizes, it goes into different departments. They discovered that you could put information in one compartment of the mind while the normal person's mind wouldn't even know this had happened. Terrible experiments, basically, is what happened. They learned this from the Nazi scientists.
Right.
And then they took it on their own to start playing around with LSD. They started doing terrible, terrible, terrible things to people. I mean, people jumped out of windows. They freaked out.
Yeah.
The crazy thing is, we only got maybe a fifth of the stuff, because as soon as the church committee was announced that we were looking into it, the CIA director ordered all the paperwork burned because he didn't want us to know what they'd been doing.
This is what period of time?
70s. This is when this happened. The church committee was in the early
70s. Because I remember that name politically.
Yes. It's just terrible, terrible stuff. Basically, it's CIA. MK Ultra is torturing until the mind splinters into different compartments, and they can use these people as sleeper agents. They can use these people as deliver messages, and you could torture them until the cows come home, and they're not going to tell you because they don't know until a certain phrase or ever how they're programmed. Maybe it's a phrase, maybe it's a frequency. It's like the movie Telephone back in the 70s. You give them a certain pre-coded phrase, and they go into that other mindset, and then they can tell you the information. But other than that, they don't even know they have it. It's crazy. They learned all this from the Nazis, what they did, freezing people and doing crazy stuff.
I'm very familiar through courageous documentaries on just how deep the experimentation ran with the Nazis. And while you were telling us about this, and again, this is classic liberal socialist projection. We're the Nazis, right? They're the ones that want to run your life. And don't think for a minute. We've got not one but two guys. I can pull up the tapes if I have to, but they're so filled with F-bombs because Bernie's boys don't know any better. Two Bernie bros in Iowa, campaign managers for him, have said, we're just going to have to send the Trump voters to gulags and re-educate them.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why, friends, we have the Second Amendment, which is why, friends, that 25,000 people attended that rally in Virginia and peacefully made it clear, no, you're not. We know why we have this amendment. Our framers, our founders were brilliant because they knew that somebody with evil intent would try and take over this great republic and compel it to its ideology. And you can't, I remember vividly, it was an October day, picked up my daughter from school, and I, what did you learn in school today? And she mentioned that they were studying the Holocaust. Mm. And she said, why did the Jews let that happen? They just started discussing it. I said, well, they had nothing to fight back with, because when the government takes away or prohibits you from owning the means to resist, what choice do you have? Many didn't, and millions paid with their lives trying to prevent it, but ultimately it became the Holocaust. And we are seeing, when you hear that kind of language, and these are fat, bearded bastards, these Bernie bros, they look twisted to begin with. And you have to be to think that Bernie's got the answers for your life. You really do.
Crazy.
You think that that's a joke? Anything that's happened in history can happen again. We just have the safety of the Second Amendment to protect us if they try it. And I think they will. I've said this. They're just like terrorists. Terrorists plan their events for days, months, weeks, and years. They wait till everything is right so they can do the maximum amount of damage. And they're the same way. They never get a problem. Is we get things good, we get back to work, we start living and enjoying our lives, and everything's okay. And then before you know it, we've got an Obama in the White House and a Democratic House, and they're taking over the healthcare system, which is step one in controlling you.
Yep. Yep. You know, the first thing Hitler did was the Reichstag fire. They burned their own government building down and blamed it on dissidents or communists. So for the protection of the people, he took their guns away.
Yeah.
Yeah, and see how that turned out.
Yeah. That, and what are the, those have become known as Reichstag moments.
Yes, sir.
Because they caused the fire.
Yep.
And created the excuse that gave them the power they needed to make people submit.
Yep.
And anybody that thinks that history doesn't repeat is sadly delusional.
Amen.
433, let's think happier thoughts. How about if we talk pizza? We were talking about the pizza place. And a week from Tuesday, we'll be having another one of our little gatherings there. In the meantime, if you love pizza and creative pizza and calzones and subs and everything else they do, this is, you've got to try it. You owe it to yourself to try the pizza place. Let me pull up. Oh, there's a picture.
That's a giraffe.
That's a giraffe and me and Janelle.
Aww.
I don't know why it did that.
I think
that.
The giraffe stole the picture. He was smiling.
Yeah, he was. I know.
That's wild.
And I love that picture because don't you think it's a beautiful thing that I'm there with her?
Yes.
She's 3 years old, and she loved the zoo.
Look how it worked out.
And now she is the lead graphic designer at that zoo.
Perfect.
I think that's very cool.
It is.
The pizza place... What's, is it 28 inches, the big one, the oh my God?
Pallet
it's
size.
Huge.
I see people walk out of those. It's, I mean, it's great.
It's coffee table size.
It's, it is.
It is.
Yeah, you could do your homework on it. Take a piece out, close the lid, and
use the box.
Yeah, use the box as a tabletop.
Yeah,
it's that
could.
Big.
Big, big,
but
huge.
It, none of it matters unless it's really, really good, and it is. And ask them about some of the creative stuff, like the BLT pizza. All you need is a little slice of lettuce. I had three of those the other day. I must have had a good feeling about today because I was celebrating early. I tried the buffalo wing pizza as well. That is excellent. That's where you get two things at once. If you like wings and you like pizza, try that. It's all good. And Mike and his team will take great care of you at the pizza place. I'm waiting for this annoying Facebook page to display so I can give you their phone number. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be nice.
I really think that would be awesome.
That's Facebook for you. That's Facebook for you, communists.
They're at Harrison and Perry Hill in that Dollar General Plaza there. Click, spin, 593-9753. 593-9753 for the pizza place. Try them.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a real mess in downtown Montgomery right now. Avoid 85 north or southbound through downtown Montgomery. We have one accident, 85 southbound on the approach to merge 65 northbound. We have a second accident on the ramp to 65 southbound from 85 southbound. So any direction you're merging off 85 downtown, you've got a problem. It is backed up now almost all the way to Jackson Hospital there. 85 northbound, we've got an accident South Court Street that has traffic backed up to the interchange and is beginning to back up on 65 northbound. Avoid downtown, take an alternate route if possible, or you're going to be sitting in traffic. Just saying. Everywhere else in the city, we've got mostly moderate traffic, very busy out there. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Bring your tax refund to Reinhart Used Car Super Center. Get a minimum of $1,000 trade-in on anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag onto their lot. Reinhart Used Car Super Center for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
One thing not helping the traffic is the weather. Terry and I, the investigative team of Adams and Budell, went down to investigate about 20 minutes ago, and it was raining.
Yes, it was.
And we're going to check again shortly.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wendy's has been showing everyone how to do fast food right for 50 years. And now they're showing them how 2-for-5s are done with Wendy's 2-for-5. It's the only one where you can get Wendy's fresh, never-frozen beef and that Wendy's spicy chicken you crave. Pick 2 for $5. Choose between the juicy Dave single, the tasty spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece crispy, or spicy nuggets. Come in today and taste how a real 2-for-5 is done. Only at Wendy's.
Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Johnston Taylor, the 16-year-old driver charged in the fatal wreck that killed the voice of the Auburn Tigers, Rod Bramblett, and his wife Paula in 2019, has been indicted on 2 counts of manslaughter. Court records show Taylor was speeding on the night of May 25th when he slammed into the back of the Bramblett's SUV. Plus, Attorney General Steve Marshall announced the conviction of Tiffany Franklin of Montgomery, a former bookkeeper at Goodwin Middle School. She's convicted of first-degree theft of property. Franklin's sentencing is set for March 26, 2020, and first-degree theft of property is a Class B felony. She faces a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison and a $30,000 fine. And Montgomery City Council approved a plan that would start the process of taking over Garrett Coliseum from the state. If the mayor approves, the city will take ownership. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and 2 nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a fairly fast-moving storm system moving through the area, particularly tonight and first thing tomorrow morning. So showers are likely from time to time. I can't rule out a thunderstorm. The front moves through tomorrow morning, and that'll end the rain threat. The high temperature on Friday in the upper 50s to around 60. Then we're dry over the weekend. I think there's a good bit of sunshine on Saturday. Temperatures in the 50s on Saturday and Sunday. Small chance of rain by Sunday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's gonna be so rainy today.
Rain.
You're gonna get
really wet.
Better open up
that umbrella.
It's coming down.
Coming down.
On the ground.
No word of pain, cause the forecast calls for rain.
Woo! Yeah! Glorifies me. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Yeah! Hey.
Woo!
Hallelujah! Here's that forecast.
back on. It is 4:41 on News Talk 93.1 FM. A couple of other things that we've covered this afternoon, starting with the TV ratings for this impeachment farce. And I'm looking at all the traditional media, and they're all, oh, Democrats make case, and it sound like America is absolutely mesmerized and spellbound by their BS, which is not the case. Six different networks covering impeachment gavel to gavel for a total of 11 million viewers. 11 million.
Nothing.
That's pathetic.
Yeah.
Which tells you what? The only people that are watching are those that are screaming at the sky and all the rest of them, all the whacks, hoping that something of substance will develop, which it's not. There is something substantive to develop. It's called anger. Mm-hmm. And you're going to get it back in November. And I think with every day this continues, it's just going to get worse. You should have just tried to win at the ballot box. Which you got. But now, what Schiff is doing is, in advance, gaslighting, trying to already delegitimize the November election. Because if you vote for Donald Trump, you're nuts. That's what they're trying to do. And I mentioned David Blackman, our buddy who joins us normally on Tuesday. He wasn't able to yesterday because he's on a cruise with his wife. And David does this for fun. He does it. He's an expert, made a career, and a very good one, in the oil and gas business, and has always been a political analyst as well. So this is not a man who, I need something to do, so I think I'll write a blog every day. And I love this opening paragraph. The assisted living senators are not dealing well with these long hours. The U.S. Senate has, more than at any other time in history, become a home for elderly citizens during the 21st century, due in large part to the fact that it's also become more and more a place to accumulate massive amounts of wealth at the expense of U.S. taxpayers in recent decades.
Bingo.
No one wants to voluntarily leave the gig when there's always so much more wealth to be grafted. This ongoing kabuki dance of an impeachment takes place in what is basically an incredibly wealthy assisted living center.
Amen.
That's the Senate, man. I love that line. It's becoming increasingly obvious that the long days and late nights are already beginning to take a toll as the silliness enters its third day today. California's 86-year-old Senator Dianne Feinstein decided she'd had enough. You know, if I'm still alive and I can still do this at 86, I might want to do it on weekends or something. You know,
yeah.
Hey, everybody, we're all old now. They gave us a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't want to have to be pulled out by a hook.
I don't ever see that.
86-year-old Senator Dianne Feinstein decided she had enough of the nonsense as bug eyes. Adam Schiff, the man whose eyes need a bra, droned on late last night and just got up and left a full hour before the Senate was adjourned. Well, last night, I mean, Rachel Maddow, who apparently thinks she runs the Democratic Party, demanded that she resign by Friday. I have not seen any notice that Dianne Feinstein is
going
to respond to that.
She's not going anywhere.
There's a little video clip. I will try and get this on Facebook. The question is, did Chuck Schumer tell an invisible person to get out of his chair?
Have you seen the video?
Well, I would love to play it and watch it, but guess what?
Oh, he's obviously talking to something that's not in the chair.
That's not in the chair.
It's like he's talking to his demon saying, hey, come on.
And at this point in the farce.
Probably.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's hilarious.
Let's see. The subject matter being considered in this impeachment scam is so utterly and moronically trivial that it's no wonder the senators can't keep their eyes open or hold their bowels. My wife and I are spending this week on a cruise ship. This is the part I really wanted to get to, because he gives us perspective from others that are on this ship from other countries.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in chatting with our waiter last night, we learned that he is a Kurd. K-U-R-D, not as an O-Kurd anything else that rhymes with U-R-D. He put on a happy face because he's really good at his job, but think about what someone who spends 10 of his 12 months each year working night and day on a gigantic ship and worrying about what might be happening to his family back home must think about how utterly superficial American politics have become. Before dinner, we spent time in a bar talking with a wonderful group of citizens of Trinidad and Tobago. We talked about current events in their country, which is really struggling economically right now, as well as the collapse of Venezuela and the massive recent oil discoveries off the coast of nearby Suriname and Guyana, which they're all hoping might positively impact their own island nation. On this cruise, we have met people from France, where the massive yellow vest protests have been ongoing for 55 weeks. Have you heard about that in the media?
No.
Of course not.
No, they're not going to tell you because, guess why? We have a protected class amongst us.
Yep.
Largely ignored by the U.S. media, there are similar protest movements taking place all over Europe and South America and Asia right now. And the national security correspondent, quote-unquote, for the WAPO, is tweeting out his love for a pathological liar who has had our own politics tied up hyper-analyzing an innocuous 20-minute phone call that happened 7 months ago. On this cruise, we have met people from Russia and Croatia and the Philippines and Hong Kong, all places in the throes of real human struggles of paramount importance. And our corrupt news media is focused on providing maximum exposure for an impeachment that's like an episode of Seinfeld, a show about nothing.
There you go.
This guy Miller that made this historic, let me quote the tweet because it'll, and if you've eaten recently, you may want to turn the radio down for a minute. This guy Greg Miller says, Adam Schiff might be the most underestimated politician California has produced. Many in GOP dismiss him as bland and partisan, but the way he has handled impeachment will leave a mark on history, exceeding nearly all contemporaries. Yeah, I got your mark on history.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's called a scorch mark. That's what he's going to be. He's right about one thing, says David Blackman. Schiff's conduct of this impeachment scandal indeed leave a mark on history. The mark will be in the form of an indelible black ink stain on our nation's legacy that can never be gotten out. What an incredibly shallow society we have become.
Yep.
And that, you know, the interesting part of that is he met all of these people from this pretty wide swath of different countries and cultures. Mm-hmm. And they're going through some real stuff. Well, Schiff, for political reasons only. A phone call that when it came into question, what was the first thing Trump did? Deny it? No. He released the transcript. Not a fictional version, like the, what was that thing, the Steele dossier?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was fiction.
Yes, it was. Wasn't it?
And they all knew it. But they used it to get FISA warrants. Where is the outrage about that? That's what they should be spending their time on. How do we uncorrupt the people that are supposed to be the protectors of our justice and our society when they're doing crap like that? Kind of had an idea for a conundrum this afternoon.
Do it.
What are the four words you're most likely to hear on any Sean Hannity show, TV or radio? I wonder if we get some reaction to that. And it's, look, Sean never stole a freight train. But basically, as David Blackman mentioned, he's the most redundant, which makes it an honor that he's on us with us on Tuesdays. By the way, the Carter Page FISA warrant, finally in the news today, and this is on Fox of all places, your left-wing network. At least two of the FBI surveillance applications to secretly monitor former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page lacked probable cause, according to a newly declassified summary of a Justice Department assessment. That means to me that everybody that was involved in that, no probable cause, that's one of our fundamental protections. Mm-hmm. They may suspect you're doing something inside your house that's illegal. They can make up anything they want, but they can't go into your house, the police or nobody else, unless they have probable cause. They didn't have it. Isn't this the guy they went to his house with like half the military at 3 a.m? Mm-hmm. He's like 70 years old.
Yeah.
That is terrorism at the hands of your own government. Nothing less. I make no apology. You know, when you want to boost the quality of your life, I see these silly commercials with former athletes.
Yeah.
Yeah, call this, text this number and get a free pill. Get out of here with that. I wish my husband was on it. You want your husband to have more energy, be better at what husbands should be good at, the place you really need to connect with is Infusion, because they can make that happen in a number of ways for everybody. So we started with cryotherapy at Infusion. 3 minutes that get your circulatory system, get your blood moving to everywhere it needs to go, delivering what's in there to help you heal from sore muscles, other issues. Great for people who are very athletic or involved in a lot of sports. The Juve Light Therapy, which is new. Skin stimulation via laser. You just stand there for 10 minutes, nice and warm and toasty. On a day like today, it's like heaven. And it works. They do IV vitamin therapy, where they put together whatever cocktail that helps you achieve whatever you want, whether it's more energy, weight loss. Goes straight into your blood, and it all goes in. When you ingest these magical pills or anything else, well, your digestive system doesn't allow all of it in. But with IV vitamin therapy, you get it all. There is something that will help your life at Infusion Cryo and Laser, including acupuncture, which I've been doing for my sciatic nerve. And I'm happy to report I went 6 days and had incredible relief. It works. These work. Talk to them at 296-1662 about what might work best for you at Infusion, or visit them online and read about the variety of services they offer at infusioncryoandlaser.com. William B. will be with you in a minute.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant-issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to MyGuardianCU.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Fox Business Report.
The major averages closing mixed, with the NASDAQ edging to a record close today as investors appear to shake off worries surrounding the coronavirus outbreak, with the Dow falling 26 points, NASDAQ down 19, S&P 500 down 4, and shares of Intel are spiking in the extended session. This after the chipmaker reported earnings beating Wall Street estimates with a big beat in data center sales. The company also increasing its guidance for the upcoming quarter and hiking its dividend 5%. And Apple, one of the Dow gainers today. The tech giant rolling out a new gym partnership initiative called Apple Watch Connected. Qualifying gyms can reward users for meeting certain workout criteria with their Apple Watches. Now, the program is debuting in only 4 gyms in the U.S. at select locations. Those gyms will expand the program throughout the year, and Apple plans to work with additional gyms in the future. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
That was an excellent dinner.
I agree it was. Check, please.
We should have dinner again.
But I'm already full.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
Here's William B. at 4:55 on Happy Hour.
Good afternoon. How is everybody today?
Hey, William.
We're good. I was doing well up until about an hour ago.
Yeah. Well, hey, congratulations on the numbers.
Thank you.
Glad to hear it. And I heard you talking about...
The glow of that was very brief, because then I heard Fox News at 4 and I went berserk, just like I did yesterday.
Yeah.
So you were saying?
I heard you talk.
We're only
the
getting
demons in the chair, whatever.
We're getting every other word. We're
breaking up.
Stand still.
Oh, sorry about that. How about now? Is that better?
Yeah,
that's better.
Okay. Yeah, I just saw that video you were talking about with Chuck Schumer. That's pretty weird, man.
It's scary,
he's
isn't
running
it?
Something out of the chair.
Yeah, he is.
I just love the way that David described it. The Senate's become an assisted living facility. You got 86-year-olds who can't stay in their chair, and Chuck is seeing people that aren't there. That's great. That's just fabulous.
Really, yeah. That's something else. So hadn't checked in lately. How's the doggies?
Manchdeweenie?
Yes.
And the one and only Mr. Thing. Mr. Gub 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 Gub. Boys are doing real well. And they're happy. They're happy as hell because mommy's been home all week, and their friends come to visit. So they're as spoiled as faith and hope will ever be.
I'm glad to hear that. And I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What do you think of the idea of having a listener dog party?
Again, yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Where would you have it?
That'd be pretty cool.
Where would you have it?
Where could we have it?
I don't know, man. I don't know. It had to be at a park somewhere, I guess. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we used to do that.
What about the dog run over there by Shakespeare?
Could do that.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be pretty cool. I hadn't checked lately, and I'm almost hesitant to ask. How's Bailey?
Bailey is hanging in there.
The
doctors that have treated her have done a remarkable job of getting her back on her feet. I looked at her this morning, and she's swishing that tail back and forth, waiting for the chicken. Her eyes, which were yellow a month ago, because the 23rd of December, are now, they look clear. So keep praying. But she is, Rich brings her to work. She climbs the stairs without help. She's doing really well. We love Bailey so much. She is part of our family.
I'm glad to hear she's doing so well.
Unfortunately,
worry about her.
We have a horrendous traffic situation. We got to get on the radio, so I got to run, William. But thank you.
All right. See you.
And I do like that idea. If you are currently renting, you're not getting the advantage. Your landlord is, but you're not getting the advantage of first mortgage interest tax deduction. With the streamlined tax code and the brackets lowered, the deductions are fewer, but the most important of any is first mortgage interest. Well, I don't have a lot of money to put down, or I had a credit problem. You haven't called Morris Capuano. That's what you haven't done. It's not what you have done that matters. It's what you haven't. Until you call him at 409-9300, you have not explored all your best options. He has partnered up with Renaissance Bank, and they have programs for people. Look, I've talked about my credit issues and how to rebuild them. And, hey, I was here 3 years.